What up, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts and Trading with Trade Doc. The segment's called On the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs to see what the market is doing, get the pulse, trade some options on those ETFs or stocks within those ETFs. Today is August 2nd, Monday, about 6:30 p.m. I missed doing the podcast yesterday. I usually do it on Sundays. But I had a birthday party, busy, you know how life goes. So doing it Monday evening. Hope you get some value out of this. I'm not going to go through the news or anything. We're just going to look at the markets. So segment's being recorded. Could probably find this at BMT Trading Club. So make sure if you want to see the video, take a look at it. But I'm just going to get right into it. Thoughts and Trading. Segment's called Eye on the Market. And we're going to start with USO. USO looks like it came down. It was actually down almost 3% today. So it's having a pullback. One thing about this pullback that I kind of see a correction wave already forming. So it could be just a pullback. It could be the beginning of a new wave trend. So, you know how they say buying the dip. I would like to be a buy USO at 48.07. Right now, oil is trading at 71.50. So it was down 3% almost. But still on that bullish trend. Maybe, hopefully, for everybody, maybe USO can maybe consolidate between 51 and 47. So that's probably the safe trade. As far as retesting the 45s, it could retest the 45, so just watch out for that. There's like a long trend line from prior lows, and it's pretty much tested that. So maybe we can go back to 47, where it'd be a dip buying opportunity. Next, we have XOP, and XOP is trading at the bottom of a long-term channel between like the 94s and 73s, and now it's trading at 81.15. They were down 2% today. Looks like been consolidating for the last 2 weeks. I predicted that it'd be moving to the top of the channel, which would put the prices well above 100, about 102, 103 around there. So again, and XOP, Oil Explorers, probably be a good dip buying opportunity, especially in energy, and you can find some good stocks that just got pulled back. EQT Corporation was the biggest one. We got Biting Petroleum and Range Resources. Those are really good tradable, plenty of options. Apply volatility is pretty high, especially in Range. And APA Corporation, so those are good companies in XOP. So I'd be definitely bullish Delta, you know, keep some neutral strategies around the 92. Next is OIH, and that's Oil Services. They also have been consolidating at the bottom of this channel. Looks like they broke a little bit. Came down and tested. If they can hope to really hold this trend, they need to go up, go above the, what is this one, the 100 period moving average, which would make the price around 196.70. So I like the price to get right up above 196.70 to make its way back up to the 265s. Next is UNG. UNG is in a little bit of a consolidation, testing the lows. So I was expecting this to pull back to like the 1308s. Right now they're at 1386. And UNG has had quite a run. So from April to now, that's about a 50% increase. So UNG has been on fire. We'll see when it sizzles out, but definitely some consolidation trades, maybe even some lower deltas around the 1295s. Next, XLE, that's the energy sector. They're also in a consolidation between the 47 dollars and $56, so in a $10 range. Been doing it since February, so I expect the price and the highs to go back up to the 55s, maybe keep on moving between that range of 47 to 55. So XLE, there's a lot of companies in XLE that are definitely full of options. So first up is Halliburton, had the biggest drop. So Halliburton could be moving it up. Here I have a comparison with Halliburton, Kim McMorrin, Schlumberger. ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and Chevron. And they've actually been outperforming the sector just a little bit. But keep that consolidation in mind between the 55 and 47 area. Next is XLU. And XLU looks like it's turning up, so it could definitely break above the 68.05s. I keep a consolidation, some bullish delta in this area of 64.50 and anything above 68. So it could break those highs in the next couple of weeks. Also, the volatility is going up in XLU, so there's some trading going on. That is a bad sign for the market because it shows that people are looking to have more insurance or protection. So XLU is now trading at 66.47 and their highs was 68.05. So probably break those highs in the next couple of weeks. Next is XLI, and that's the industrial sector. They've rejected the lows below 101 a few times. So they'll be consolidating here for probably a little bit longer between the 106s and the 100 mark. So look, and volatility is going up. They're down 1%. So it's an option seller's market at the moment. Option buying market was about, it was last week, the week before. Next is XLB, that's the material sector, and they pulled out above the 78.76s. Now they're trading at 83 even. They made a high. They started off at around 84.70. And again, volatility is up, so option selling is good out there. So, I mean, personally, I opened up IWM position just because the option prices, the implied volatility is high. So that's what's going on with that. Next is XME, and that's the metals and mining sector. And it looks like they were down 2% today. Probably come down maybe another 2%, down to 42.50s. So I'll put this a little bit of conservatively. On a bullish note, if it can bounce off of 42.50 and hold that level, it can definitely make another leg up higher to at least test the 47s again. So right now they're trading at 44.04, which isn't that far away, because to play this bullish, you'd want to be in around the 43s and below. Next is the NJ sector, and this is the long drift down. So NJ sector, I mean, they come into favor sometimes, sometimes they don't. Unless real policies change and fade in favor big time to the marijuana sector, I can see a continuation to the downside. We're trading at 1788. The highs was 3595 at the height of the hype, you can say. So let's see if it can find a bottom soon. Next is XBI, and they've been retracing. So now it looks like they're trading at the bottom of a channel between 120 and 138. And I'm still a little at these levels. I'm pretty much more bullish on XBI. You just have to see what companies in there are favorable. So I would go more towards the company, not the sector. Even though like the sector is, it'll move a little slower, you can kind of hedge your risk by just trading a couple of companies. And so far, like today, Fibrogen was up 2.5%. So that's holding up the sector a little bit. Array Technologies, see what I mean? That's why you don't want to hold the... It depends how you're going to trade it, I should say. But just because Array Technologies is heavily weighted on this ETF, so because they were down 4.25% today, it pulled down the sector itself. But XBI would definitely keep the bullish note, and right now it's at the bottom of this channel. It should trade from 122s back up to 138s. So bullish on XBI. Next is XLV, and XLV looks like it made another high today of 132.85. Now they're trading at 132.33, so they're just getting smacked in the face with cash. It just keeps on coming, and that's Johnson & Johnson and Merck and Pfizer leading the charge up. They've consolidated, so there's probably a couple in XLV that are trailing behind, because those three big ones. Pfizer was the biggest one. The biggest increase was up 2.5% today. So keep an eye out. At the same time, you got to wait for exhaustion, because right now it's getting a little overhyped over the healthcare sector. Next is XRT, and that's the retail sector. Looks like they've been consolidating, can't move above the 97.89s. So they've been trading between a really tight range of 97.50 and 89.50. So a pretty tight range there. They probably had a little bit of a correction. Now they're just straight up consolidating. So it's making it tough for them to break all-time highs. But at the same time, the longer they consolidate, the longer they can rise up. But lockdowns ain't going to help the retail sector. Next is consumer staples, XLP. And there's a lot of companies in here right now. It's trading at the top of the sector. They made an all-time high last week of 71.98. Maybe we can just have a pullback to like the 70s, $70 mark, and continue to drift up. So I don't see nothing that's going to stop XLP. And I think Amazon is in there. So let's see, XLP. XLP, all the stocks there were green. It has some stocks that weren't. No, Amazon's not in there. But they're just modest gains. Like the highest one was Lamb Weston. They were up 0.87%. Well, Estee Lauder was down almost 2%. So yeah, it's kind of probably going to be consolidating here before moving up higher, but I wouldn't get by. There could be a dip as well. Next, we have XLY, and that's consumer discretionary. So this is the one that has Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's. And those three there pull down the sector, but there are other companies that were in there that, companies that are tradable, liquid, that are in there. But as far as the consumer discretionary, I can see some more consolidation, maybe a couple tests of the lows, maybe to like the 173s, because it's really been trading at that high range. Now it's just coming down. And, if we have a little bit of a slowdown, then we'll see some consolidation, maybe even some retests. Next is the semiconductors, SMH. And it looks like the semiconductors are actually breaking out. Yeah, they're actually made all-time highs today of 267.94. Now that's a very good sign, because SMH, so I'm going to make a bullish trade on SMH tomorrow just because of this breakout here. But since December, pretty much all year, they've been trading between this range. You could kind of see it if you're on the video. Been trading between like the 158s to 222s, and back and forth. The last couple months, it stuck to the range. It stuck at a higher range of 244s and up. And now today, it broke out higher than it's traded before. So, at a range continuation, I'm very bullish on semiconductors, on SMH. So that's a trade I'm going to be taking. And whether I go for this, just because I know the ETF itself is pretty liquid, I probably just do the ETF. As far as companies in there, it's pretty volatile. Like ON Semiconductors were up 11.73%. So that one pushed up the market. Now trading at 43.64, and there's it's quite a bit of companies in here. The worst performer was Universal Displays. So it depends how big. I mean, I'm just gonna trade. Look at Marvel Technologies at $60. Yeah. I bought Marble when it was $15, but I do a lot better doing options than holding stock. But this is definitely on SMH. I say they're going to be bullish for probably the best performer for the week. So keep that on your radar. Next is IYR, and that's a real estate sector. They made a high on Friday. Today they were down about a quarter, almost a quarter percent. So not a bad performance for the retail, I mean, for the real estate sector. And I definitely see the real estate sector, the way things are going, to keep on moving up. So the 107.90s is most likely going to be broken. And right now, it's trading at 106.48, which is not that high, not that far away from the all-time highs. I just didn't realize. I'm going to take this QR code. Okay. So, next we have XLF and the financial sector. I see just some continued consolidation between 37 and 35. So, unless I hear rumors that they're going to let them hold crypto, they'd probably be trading at that same level. Next is TLT, and bonds looks like they're ready to make another leg up. So things are uncertain. XLU is moving up, the utilities. Now I see TLT moving up. So there's a little bit of fear in the market. The VIX might be moving up as well. Next is gold, and gold has definitely stabilized and made another leg. So now we're on, that's not the tool I wanted, but definitely bullish on gold as well. So gold, the next leg is gonna break above the 178s. I can find a target for the third wave up, but it looks like it has cemented. A correction, and now probably wave two here. So if it's not, I actually don't like marking up this chart. Haven't really been marking up charts. So wave two. And this is one. Good. And might as well do it for gold. A lot of people trade gold. Let's just see if, and I'm not sure if this has a retracement tool, and it does. So let's just see what our hypothetical targets for wave three. Looks like gold could be going back up to the 197.71s. So that's a wave three target. So I'll probably get up there slowly. But I say it's always theory until it comes true. You never know. You know, it could be, that's why I do it sometimes, but you never know if you're correct. You can't bet a lot on it. Just have to know how to trade it and in a safe manner. So that's what we're looking for in gold. Looking then GLD, looking for targets of 198, and that could be coming in the next 2 to 3 months. Next is GDX. So this is one I definitely trade. They were down 0.5% today, which is probably a dip buy would be around 33.59. Right now they're trading 34.78. So I'd wait for a little bit more of a drop before getting in, but it looks a little bit more bullish. Along with gold, it's going to follow it. So GDX also bullish. So just to recap, I said SMH, GDX, GLD. Well, those are the bullish, most bullish sectors. Next is UUP. That's the US dollar. And after the correction, like I said, it never likes being above 25 long. So here it comes down again, trading at 24.74. But still, if this is some sort of trend change, and it can be, it's got to hold up above 24.38. So as long as it can hold up above 24.38, then it can be a trend change. If it goes below, then it's just a consolidation between the 25s and the lows, which was 24. So it could be 25, 24, and it could be coming back down to 24 and then give a try at 25 again. But it really doesn't like 25, so that was an easy trade. Next is QQQ. And that's the NASDAQ, and I haven't placed any trade. They're kind of consolidating here. It's hard to say whether or not they're done with their, and it's not done. I think maybe another pullback, but you know, now it's kind of like in that zone where it should consolidate between 357s and 368s, where the highs are, and then move up about that range. That's a $10 range, which is really not, that's pretty much what it's been trading the last couple of weeks. So maybe we'll see the range tighten and see which way it goes, which way it breaks. But if it breaks negative, it's going to be a bear trap. Next is IWM. And I have my trade right here, bright yellow. It's an iron condor, been consolidating. But I'm going to change that bright yellow because it's kind of bright, can't really see very well. Okay, that's a little better. So yeah, it's still consolidating there. The faders is really not helping because volatility is going up. So I could add some more, but I'm still respecting this range. I'm just moving a box around. So still within the range it's been trading all year. So that's the yearly range. Iron condor is pretty much straight dab in the middle. I like to make more iron condors to the top and more to the bottom. I'm just keeping in the middle until the price are favorable for me to do it. But for now, that's my position there. As long as price keeps on trading there for the next week, or it can come out of the box and come back in. But as long as that happens, it's good. Now, we're going to end here with the SPY, not going to get into the other ones just because we ran out of time. But next week, I'll do it on a Sunday. So with the SPY, it's, sorry, but I feel the same way as I did with EWZ. It's trading at a tight range between the 441s and 436s. And see, it probably a retest of the 430s, but pretty much consolidation trades all around. Anyways, thanks for listening. Till next time, peace.